how could God allow all this suffering? And then they say there can't be any God, because if there were a God, he would have to be all-powerful, omnipotent and omniscient. Therefore, if he were all-powerful, he would not allow the suffering, but there is a suffering. So either he's not all-powerful, then it means he's not God, or he's evil if he allows the suffering, because even I wouldn't allow it if I were God. And so you get into all kinds of not realizing that you started from a childish premise, imagining God as a controlling patriarchal figure who does things. Am I going to allow this accident or not? Let's see. The suffering is the birth pangs of the consciousness. The suffering of humanity is the, like, almost like giving birth to it's the awakening consciousness. There is no individual. Nobody has the life of every individual is the one life. Your life is not your life. It doesn't belong to you. You are not separate from life. There's only the one life.